one halakha in the laws of Birkat HaGomer. The halakha says that if one travels on an airplane for more than 72 minutes, whether the route takes you over water, or even if the route takes you over dry land, so when one returns, or one lands, one has to make Birkat HaGomer. Now, even though the original takana Birkat HaGomer was when a person travels, he has to say Berakha because he was saved from a dangerous situation of the robbers, the steam, or Hayot Ra'ot, wild animals, and maybe that doesn't apply on a plane. They didn't make the takana of Gomel because, God forbid, a person was saved from a potential accident. However, the poskim today, Moshe Feinstein, Alam Hashem Negrot Moshe, or Haim Siman Nunter, Hacham Avadya, Bedel Haim Tovim in Yabia Omer, Helek Aleph, or Haim Yudalid, they say that today there's no difference, that even on a plane you can make the, and you have to make the Beracha when you land. The שאלות ותשובות החם בן ציון עליו השלום in חלק ב' פרק י' ד' סעיף מ' ג' wants to make a חילוק. He wants to make a differentiation. He wants to say on a commercial jet where you have a lot of passengers and the passengers don't know each other, therefore there's a danger of maybe somebody will do something dangerous because you don't know who anybody is. Then he says you have to make a gomel. But if a person flies private, a person goes on a helicopter where it's just his friends, they chartered a jet. They know everybody. Nobody's going to rob each other. There's no wild animals on the plane. Or, for example, many times they charter planes for the army. They fly them from one place to another. It's all soldiers that are part of the same group. Chacham Ben Tzion says, in that case, would not make a beracha to gomel. However, it seems that Chacham Avadya is not mehalek between private or a regular commercial, and that's the way it seems. Hakam that Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyebach Alav Shalom, that was one Halichot Shlomo Halichot Tefilah Perek Chav Gimel Ot He, that you should make a beracha under all circumstances, as long as you have the 72-minute rule. That's where Rav Pinhasi rules as well in his Kuntras Mechol LaHayim on page Lamed Daled. Atas b'matos nosaim b'meshach 72 dakot. בין אם הייתה טיסה על פני הים, על פני היבשה, בין הייתה מעל פני מדבר, או מעל מקום מיושב, מברך ברכת הגומל. ויש אומרים שהטס מטוס פרטי או בהליקופטר, וכן טייסים בסבא, אין המברכים ברכת הגומל. ויש אומרים שגם כשטסים במטוס פרטי, לברך, כדאי את ההלכה. Even on a private charter, one would make ברכת הגומל.